graded your term papers. Thank me, Jerry. You earned it. I don't know how you pulled it together, but good for you. You do that well in the final exam, and it looks like you'll be moving on to sophomore year.
Dave.
Hold on a minute, Jerry. I've got something I'd like to say. This has been a real roller coaster of a year, and I've been pretty tough on you at times. I'm sure you think that I hate you. But I want you to know that I hate you.
I hate you too, Mr. Naplin.
I guess we shouldn't hug.
Yeah, probably not.
Okay. But you run along.
Hi, I'm Jerry Blank, and I'm a 46-year-old high school freshman. Whoa. A 46-year-old high school sophomore, if I keep these grades up.
Lock the door.
And then we can spend all summer hanging out at Santa's Playland. Hey, I figured out a way to derail the toddler train. I sure love to watch those youngsters spell.
Jerry, focus.
You just don't know how to have fun.
Hey, are you Chin Wu of the Kung Fu School? You have an insulted my master. Prepare to die by my hand.
Those guys are creeps.
No. I think they're kind of sexy.
Stay away from those dopers, Jerry. They're career freshmen. I'd hate to see you getting mixed up in the wrong crowd.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, maybe you're right. Okay, come on, Orlando. Bring it on.
Let's go, Trish. Arm out. Back up. You heard me grind that pelvis into the leather and smack it, smack it, smack it. Okay. I'm done. Next. Come on. Come on. Next up. Let's go. Let's go. Now bear down and
wait. Way to smack it.
Okay, come on.
Thanks, I try.
I like the style.
Arch your back. Just.
Can I get some water? I'm a little dry.
I'm plenty wet.
You're funny, Jerry.
I need you to hold your hand.
Come on. Yes. I want to show you something.
Back at you.
Yeah, clamp. Clamp.
So, who goes first?
Check it out.
It's quite a humidor you got there. Skunkweed.
Want a hit?
Nah, I'm not into pot.
Are you sure?
Okay, let's put it down.
Close your eyes, Jerry. What do you see?
Nothing unusual. beautiful. The colors. I see grays and browns and grays. Ah.
I just love this song.
Don't you just love it?
Oh, yeah.
Hmm.
Oh, man.
Reappear, operation is mandatory. Intractable hypertension and gangrenous changes in the bowel.
I've seen this one before. They're going to untie her, too.
Control, aren't you supposed to be making dinner tonight?
For your information, Dickalicious, I already put the turkey in the oven. Hey, let's go outside and shoot some hoops. Stroke a delicate bum in my stone. Mortality rate.
Troll! You cooked my basketball? You're all hopped up on that weed.
That's right. And it's a very expensive habit. So don't be surprised if I cut out one of your livers and sell it on the black market.
You are so lucky I'm a coward.
Hey, Frankenstein! You forgot your basketball!
The next step is firing in the kiln. Now, this particular kiln heats up to 1,500 degrees. To put that in perspective, imagine 1 degree, 1,500 times. Okay, why don't you bring your projects by? We'll set them on this slate. Oh, pepper, a turtle, very nice. We got some dice, those are fun. What do you got there, Jerry?
Let's just say it's a bomb.
No carpool, interesting. Okay, as soon as these are baked, we'll glaze them.
As soon as they're baked, we'll get baked.
Yes, what is it?
There are some bad seeds in the school who are growing into weeds and infesting the healthy plants that are the good students.
Your metaphor confuses me, yet I'm intrigued by your ramble. Quick, to my office.
Thank you all for coming this afternoon to our second meeting of the MAD, Mad Mothers Against Drugs. If you refer to your pamphlet, please. You can't help a drug addict until they hit rock bottom. And sometimes it's important to help the process along. You dig a hole in the yard, cover it with sticks and leaves, put glass in their slippers.
Cut the brake cable in their car.
Exactly, cut the brake cable to their car. The point is to help them hurt themselves. Hi, Jerry.
Ladies.
Jerry. Not now, please. Now, the point of the meeting this afternoon is how do we treat the drug addict?
What happened to you? Did your head try to escape?
Jerry?
Did I get any calls?
Yes. Why don't you go return them? If you look at the pamphlet...
How can I return the calls if I don't know who called?
A Mr. Puffmeister and Chief Big Bong.
The chief called? Man, he must be on the warpath. Speaking of which, I got on Indian underwear. Creeping up the trail.
Oh, thank you, Jerry.
Man, you people are old. I bet you could drive beef down there.
I'm sorry. She was only kidding. You know, you mustn't fly away like this. We have a slideshow.
Maybe you could show it to your daughter.
Stepdaughter.
How dare you come into this house with a drug problem when I am conducting a meeting about drug problems? You better shape up, young lady, or I am going to want you out of this house.
You always want me out of this house.
Yes, but now I have an excuse.
I'll see you later. Hey, do you know where I might be able to buy some big fat doobies?
What?
Well, I was, you know, looking to take a trip with Mary Jane and I thought you might know her travel agent.
What, are you a cop?
What? You just made the list, mister, all right, of the top 10 people in this area, so... All right, as you were. I'll see you in Spanish, okay?
Same as...
I thought I'd teach class today in a more informal setting. I was hoping we could shoot the breeze a bit, you know, rap. Now, there's this herb that's been affecting my class. Most of you probably know it by its ancient Dutch name, marijuana. Yeah. Everything's funny on pot, isn't it?
How do you know anything about it? Have you ever tried it?
Yeah. I used to get stoned. A few years back, I was pretty down. I had just started this job and my plugs weren't taking. My parents were brutally murdered and I was fat. So I turned to pot, hoping it would solve my problems. But you know something? The only thing it fixed was my life.
You can't lay that on pot.
Why not? I know it feels good. I know we've all read the scientific studies that say it's non-addictive and that there are no side effects. But scientists don't smoke pot. We do. And that's the difference. Look, all I'm saying is if you still want to smoke pot, then be prepared to spend a lot of time laughing with your friends. Think about it. Now, we still have 55 minutes left for class, so I thought I'd play a little mountain music I wrote on the beach.
Maybe Mr. Jellyneck's right. Maybe we shouldn't smoke pot anymore.
No way. This stuff frees your mind.
Yeah, you're right. Spark that spleef. I want to get high.
We'll see you after class. Well, 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 what have we got here?
It's a big sale. We're raising money for blind children.
Oh, sure, aren't we all? Boy, I sure got the munchies. I could really go for a brownie bob now. And seeing as I have the munchies, which brownie do you think I should choose?
Round and round she goes. Where she stops, nobody. How about this one?
Well, whichever one you want, officer.
Good one, sure, yeah.
Are you going to pay for that?
Oh, sure, yeah. Yeah, hey, of course I'm going to pay for it. I'm a student, just like you.
Nice badge. Where'd you get it?
I just don't remember. It's as simple as that.
I love free samples. Student.
Principal.
A plus, Tiny. Tim, B minus. Not too shabby. Your grades on the final exam this year were excellent. Jerry, you got a zero.
I studied really hard for this, didn't I?
I don't know, Jerry, but in answer to the question, what was the Magna Carta, you wrote the words, Planet Zoot. And in response to the query, what was the capital of France during the Nazi occupation, you traced your hand.
Oh, yeah, I drew a beak on the thumb there. Oh, it's a turkey! Must have been during the holidays.
It was yesterday, Jerry. Jerry, listen. I was going to say this in private, but I was afraid that it wouldn't be sufficiently humiliating. You fail. You fail freshman year.
Huh?
I'm saying you fail.
I can't do this year all over again.
Nor do I want to teach you. So I'm going to be giving you a makeup exam tomorrow morning at 7 a.m.
Oh, come on. 7 a.m.?
7 a.m. And if you have any hopes for a happy life, I'd go study. Okay, everybody. That does it for freshman year. It's been a pleasure teaching you. And since we only have 15 minutes, why don't you all just go and... No, wait a second! Yeah, I'm sorry. Okay, sit down. The Opium War was fought in 1840 to 1842... between the Chinese and...
Sorry, I'm late.
Do I know you?
New student. Just transferred in.
On the last day of school.
Who wrote that word on the board?
I did. We're studying the opium
war. Okay, class dismissed. You can all go now.
Wait a second. You can't dismiss my class.
Okay, everybody out. Class dismissed. Have a good summer.
My eyes!
All right, Jerry, you have one night to prepare for this test. Are you ready for it?
Absolutely. What's it on?
Noblet's class.
Right, Noblet. What does he teach?
American history.
All right.
Let's start with the Louisiana Purchase. From what country was the land purchased?
Louisiana.
No, Jerry. From what country did the United States purchase Louisiana? I'll give you a hint. One of its cities is named Baton Rouge.
Baton Rouge.
No, Jerry. When I say hint, that doesn't mean I'm giving you the answer.
All right, it just threw me for a second. Baton Rouge. Louisiana.
No, Jerry.
Oh, come on, Or. You gotta give me that one.
No, I don't, Jerry. Neither will Noblet.
Trish!
Jerry, I know you gotta study and everything, but Chief Big Bomb is throwing a war council in his old lady's basement.
No way!
We're gonna pass the peace pipe. You gotta be there.
Oh, look, I gotta study for a test.
We'll help you study?
I'll wait for you at school tomorrow, Jerry.
I'll be there.
Don't get high tonight, Jerry.
I promise, I won't. My best friend.
How'd your test go, Jerry?
Jeez, I'm on my way right now.
It's noon, Jerry.
Oh, no, right. Look, I know what you're thinking. I didn't get high last night.
You look high. Are you high now?
What? Am I high? You're asking me if I'm high? I always have to know that. Let me get this straight. That's what you're asking me? Look, I'll prove to you that I'm not, all right? I'll help you practice.
Oh, no, that's not a good idea, Jerry. Jerry!
Orlando? Oh, Or, can you ever forgive me?
What happened, Terry?
Well, I was trying to show you. Oh, what's the last thing you remember?
Hazy.
Oh, well, oh, boy, you were jumped. By a bunch of guys. Big black guys. Sexy, muscular black guys. Yeah.
Really?
No. I was stoned. I nearly chopped your head off because I was high.
I don't want to be your friend anymore.
What?
Get out.
No.
Jerry, maybe you should just leave.
Mr. Noblet? Well,
What are you doing here? I thought you were all better.
Yes, I'm all better now, Jerry. I'm just blind.
Oh, so, you're not gonna turn me in for smoking pot, are you?
I'm blind, Jerry. Why would I care?
Oh, she's a dope. You're busted.
Are you the student who sprayed me?
That's right.
And I'll do it again.
What are you looking at? Well, as you can see, I'm back in the slammer. Jesus, I'm telling you, you're wasting your time. You're not going to find anything up there. I've been clean for a year. Well, I guess I learned one thing. Never talk about your marijuana exploits in front of an undercover cop. I'm telling you, you're just wasting your time. Oh, yeah, that. Well, in case anyone's interested, I'll be out in time to start my freshman year all over again. I've seen the bargain.
I only smoked it once. Why am I in a ladies' jail? I am a man.
Diet. My ass hungry, baby.
Yeah.